Peace, brothers and sisters.
对不起哈，我刚才我们弟兄报告，我再补充一点，好吧？
I do apologize. I would like to have supplement for upon our brother's announcement.
因为我们弟兄报告，我们有周二祷告聚会。
As our brother announced that we do have our weekly prayer meeting.
还有星期五的读经交通聚会。
And also our Friday's Bible sharing gathering study.
这都是为了全部弟兄姊妹的。
That is for all of the brothers and sisters.
这没有距离的问题。
And there is no any problem for the issue of distance.
因为我们参加聚会是仰望主的恩典。
For us, we gather that we all look upon His grace.
不是我们觉得方便不方便。
It's not that how convenient we think.
主给我们恩典，我们再远都可以来。
If the Lord gives us grace, even if we are living so far away, we're able to come.
主给我们恩典，我们再不方便都可以来。
If the Lord gives us grace, even if it's so inconvenient, we are able to come.
我们聚会多年，我们就会有感觉。如果你能够长期稳定的聚会
，As we have been gathering for such a long time, then we feel that if you are able to steadily gather,
绝对是主的恩典，没有可以自夸的。
It's definitely Lord's grace, then we cannot boast of ourselves.
如果我们不仰望主的恩典，我们用很多的理由，我们就失去了很多经历主的机会。
If we do not seek His grace and we just give up a lot of excuses, then we lose the chance to experience Him.
我向报告的弟兄道歉一下啊，不过我还是要提一下大家。
I do apologize to the brother who made the announcement, but I just like to remind everyone.
所以我们以后还是会报告，但是我们可能不解释。就是星期二祷告聚会，星期五有读经交通聚会，主日有主日的聚会，这都是教会性的聚会。
So we will still make the announcements in the future that for the Tuesday prayer meeting, Friday's Bible sharing, and also Sunday's worship gathering, it's all the church-wide gatherings.
好，我们有点祷告，好吧
？Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有机会能够聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather before you.
这是你极大的恩典，也是我们是在所得到的一个特权。
It is all your grace and also our privilege.
我们这是无依无靠的仰望你，在这样的聚集中向我们显现。
Without any other dependence, we do pray that you manifest yourself to us here.
让我们的时间没有白花。
So our time are not spent in vain.
让我们来到你面前是欢欢喜喜。
So as we come before you, we are in joy.
让我们离开的时候是饱饱足足的。
And as we leave, we are being filled.
我们要向人见证。我们的主 是丰富的，是信实的。
We have to testify that our Lord is abundant and faithful.
我们父神的旨意的确在他的教会，的确在基督的身体身上。
The will of our heavenly Father truly is in His church and in the body of Christ.
我们把这一切无依无靠的交托你。
We commit everything unto you.
愿今天再向我们说话。
Pray that you speak to us again today.
像说话的，像翻译的，像听话的，都一同说话。
Speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们每一个人都需要你圣灵的充满。
Each one of us here needs your filling of the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都需要你亲自向我们说话，向我们显现。
Each one of us here needs you to speak to us personally and manifest yourself to us.
求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
供应我们。
And provide.
叫我们今天再一次被你自己所抓住。
So once again, we are being grasped by you.
被你自己得着。
And be gained by you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我们先读两处的圣经。
Let's read two places of scripture.
第一处是在列王记上第三章第八、第九节。
First will be First Kings chapter 3 verse 8 and 9.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中，这民多得不可胜数。
And thy servant is in the midst of thy people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude.
所以求你赐我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非，不然谁能判断这众多的民呢？
Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great a people?
赐我智慧，就是赐我能听的心。
Give me wisdom, which is the heart that hears.
好，我们再读第四章的29到34节。
And let's read chapter 4, verse 29 through
34.
34.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧聪明和广大的心, 如同海沙不可测量。
And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart even as the sand that is on the seashore.
所罗门的智慧超过东方人和埃及人的一切智慧。
And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country and all the wisdom of Egypt.
他的智慧胜过万人，胜过以色列人以探，并马和的儿子希曼、雅各达达的智慧。他的名声传扬在四围的列国。
For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and the Heman, and Karko, and Darda, the son of Makal, and his fame was in all nations round about.
他作箴言3000句，诗歌1005首。
And he spoke 3000 proverbs, and his songs were 1005.
他讲论草木，自黎巴嫩的香柏树，直到墙上的长的牛膝草，又讲论飞禽走兽、昆虫水族。
And he spoke of trees from the cedar tree that's in Lebanon, even unto the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of beasts and of fowls and of creeping things and of fishes.
天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。
And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom.
好，我们一段时间以来一直在看这个所罗门这个祷告所产生的效果。
We have been looking upon the result of the prayer of Solomon for quite a period of time already.
他向神有一个重大的一个很特别的祷告，就是求能够听的心。
He had a very special prayer to seek God to give him a wise heart.
就神果然听他祷告，而且不断的，是新鲜活泼的东西给他。
So God truly listened to his prayer and continued to give him refreshing things.
他因为这个祷告。 他在敬拜上有敬拜的智慧。
Because of this prayer, he was resulted in that he has the wisdom worship.
他在断案上也有断案的智慧。
And also in regards of judgment, he has the wisdom of judgment.
他也因为这样子，他有这个祷告，所以他对于神的创造有认识。
And because of this prayer, he has understanding regarding God's creation.
他也对神的国度有认识。
And also he knows about God's kingdom.
对于神的救赎也有一定的认识。
And also he knows about God's redemption.
很奇妙的，人当亲近神之后，人对人就有认识。
Very amazingly, after man gets closer to God, then man starts to know about man.
所以，如果我们想要认识人更多，你需要多亲近神。
So if we would like to know man even more, you have to draw closer to God.
那他也在。 生命的方面，生命的丰盛上面也有认识。
And he also has understanding about the riches of life.
关于生命丰盛方面，第一个部分，我们看认识耶和华。
Regarding the first aspect about the riches of life, we have looked through, which is knowing Jehovah.
我们曾经交通过怎样敬畏耶和华。
We have shared about how to be fearful of Jehovah.
依靠耶和华。
To be confined in Jehovah.
耶和华的管教。
And the discipline of Jehovah.
耶和华的所憎恶的和喜悦的。
The abomination of Jehovah and what he delights in.
还有耶和华的眼目和他所鉴察的。
And what Jehovah's eyes and his searches.
今天我们看耶和华的智慧。
And today we will look at Jehovah's wisdom.
其实耶和华是要把智慧给人。
Actually, Jehovah would like to give wisdom to people.
那首先我们必须知道智慧是属灵的。
First of all, we have to know that wisdom is spiritual.
这不是我讲，这是圣经讲。This
is not what I said, but Scripture says so.
所以，当你来到神面前要得智慧的时候，So
as we come before God to receive wisdom,
神他会把他的灵浇灌给你。God
will pour out His Spirit onto you.
所以他说呢，我要将我的灵浇灌给你们，而且我将我的话指示你们。
So he said that I will pour all my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you.
所以我们要得到智慧，一定要亲近神。So
in order to receive wisdom, we must draw close to God.
而且进入灵里面的生活。And
enter into the spiritual life.
所以智慧是属灵的。So
the wisdom is spiritual.
所以不要以为说我们想的算智慧。So
do not think that what we think.
不要以你的经历来当做智慧的背景。
And do not base on your experience as wisdom.
你如果要智慧，你就要来到这个智慧的源头，就是神那里。
If you like to receive wisdom, then you have to come to the source of wisdom, which is God.
而且智慧是连于基督的。
And this wisdom is connected to Christ.
因为到新约的时候，主的话告诉我们说，基督成为我们的智慧。
Because when it comes to New Testament time, then Lord tells us that Christ becomes our wisdom.
那基督成为我们智慧呢，我们就得到公义、圣洁和救赎。
When Christ becomes our wisdom, we receive righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
而且智慧呢是连于天上宝座的。
And also wisdom is connected to the heavenly throne.
所以你如果看以弗所书，不，你如果看启示录第四章、第五章。那个敬拜里面就有智慧这一面。
So if you look at the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and 5, in worship, it talks about wisdom.
所以盼望我们对于神的智慧要有很大的渴慕。
So hopefully that we have a great desire about God's wisdom.
而且智慧是连于神永远的旨意。
And wisdom is all connected to God's eternal purpose.
所以智慧是属灵的。
So wisdom is spiritual.
它既然是属灵的，它在我们生命上就有重大的影响。
Since it's spiritual, therefore it has a great impact in our lives.
这个生命的影响呢，如果读以弗所书第一章十七节开始，那边看到说，第一个影响就是叫我们认识我们的父神。
So the first impact, if you look at from the book Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17, it tells us that we shall know our heavenly Father.
第二面呢，是叫我们知道我们在神面前所蒙的呼召啊，有什么盼望。
And the second aspect is what is the hope of his great calling.
第三面呢，是叫我们看见神得着众圣徒为他的产业，有什么荣耀。
And the third aspect is the what is the glory of the inheritance that God has received from his saints.
另外一面呢，要叫我们知道在我们里面的运行的大能大力是何等的浩大。
And another aspect is to know the exceeding greatness of his power that's within us.
这是智慧的灵在我们身上所做的工作。
That is the wisdom of spirit that's working in us.
我们不要以为说我们不需要智慧的灵而能够真正的进入真理。
We shall not think that we do not need a spiritual wisdom in order to enter into the truth.
就是连服侍神都需要神智慧的灵在我们身上做工。
Even when serving God, we still need this spiritual wisdom to work on us.
而且呢，圣灵的工作有恩赐的这个部分。
And the work of the Spirit has to do with gifts.
所以你如果读到这个哥林多前书十二章，你就说圣灵是一些人呢，他有智慧的话，智慧的言语。
So if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that Spirit gives to everyone words, spiritual words.
也是给一些人有知识的言语。
And to some have the words of knowledge.
所以如果我们想能够有智慧的话出去送给别人呢，我们需要被圣灵充满。
So if we would like to provide wisdom, wise words to other people, we should be filled by the Spirit.
所以圣灵，所以智慧是属灵的，所以把我们带到与神联合的那个世界。
Therefore, wisdom is spiritual. It connects us to enter into a reality that we are connected with God.
那另外一面，智慧在我们身上的目的是什么？
So on the other hand, what is the purpose of wisdom to be on us?
在箴言第二章的二十节说。是叫我们行善人的道，守义人的路。
In Proverbs chapter 2 verse 20 is to help us to walk in the way of good man and keep the path of the righteous.
如果我们自认为很有智慧，但却不能走在这上面，恐怕那不是神的智慧。
If we think ourselves are wise, but we cannot walk on the path, so that's not from God.
如果有神的智慧在这个人身上，他就会行善人的道，守义人的路。
If the wisdom of God is upon this person, then he's able to walk in the way of good and keep the path of righteousness.
所以智慧不是用来跟人家吵、跟人家争、跟人家斗。
So wisdom is not to be used upon arguments or fighting with others.
如果智慧在我们身上，是我们的脚步要走在神所引导的脚步里面。
If wisdom on us is our way, then we shall walk on the path that God leads us.
神要叫我们做一个有福气的人。
God would like us. To be someone being blessed.
叫我们能够承受祝福。
So we can receive blessing.
在他手中也是贵重的器。
And in his hands we are also precious vessels.
所以我们走的路是件很重要的事情。
So the way we walk is very important.
你所有的生活跟你走的路是很息息相关的。
All your life is has definitely connected with the way you walk.
好，那我们要来看一下这个智慧的它的本质是什么。
So we will look at the essence of the wisdom.
好，智慧呢，它有创造性。
For wisdom, it has the essence of creation.
看不清楚啊。好，这个智慧呢，它的本质第一面，它是创造天地的智慧。
So the first character about wisdom is to the wisdom to create heaven and earth.
所以呢，神一切的创造是根据他的智慧。
So all of God's creation is according to His wisdom.
也很奇妙哈，如果你连于神的智慧哈，好像你这个人创造力增加了。
And also, it's very interesting that if you are connected to God's wisdom, then it seems like you become more creative.
我自己是有这样的感觉。
I do feel this way.
我有时候哈，我以前常常觉得走投无路、技穷。
Sometimes I feel that I come to an end of myself.
但是呢，当我来到主面前的时候呢，哎，主就好像开了眼睛，哎，就有路走了。
But when I come before Lord opens my eyes, then I have a way to go.
因为神的智慧是有创造性。
Because God's wisdom is creative.
在我们生活的经历上，你也会感受到神创造的那一面。
And in our life experience, we will also feel the aspect about God's creation.
当你都认识了神创造性，你再看这个受造万物，你就不一样了。
Once you understand about God's creation, then when you look at all the those being created, will be different.
智慧的本质，另外一面就是说，它的存在，智慧的存在。是在创造以后发生的，还是创造以前
？And another character about God's wisdom is that for its existence, whether it happened before or after creation.
它既然是创造万物的，它当然是什么，在创造以前就存在。
Since it's the creator of all things, it definitely existed before creation.
所以你如果能够连于神的智慧，你不觉得这是很荣耀的事情吗？
So if you
是很宝贵的事情。
Connect to God's wisdom, don't you feel it's so glorious and precious?
而且呢，智慧的存在是在时间以前。
And actually, wisdom existed before time.
你有没有发现，当你知道这个时候，当你进入跟智慧联合的时候呢，你这人扩大到多大呢？
Don't you feel that once you are connected with this wisdom, you become so enlarged?
你好像不知不觉就来到勇士的世纪里面。
Without even realize that you come to this eternity.
所以要渴慕智慧。
So we have to desire of wisdom.
要寻求智慧。
And to seek wisdom.
你寻他就必寻见。
If you seek him, you shall find.
而且呢，智慧呢是神创造的，中文翻译是公师啊。
And also in Chinese translation, wisdom is God's engineer.
我以为是工程师哈，但是我。看 Darby 的翻译，他不是工程师。
At first, I thought it's engineer, but actually Darby's translation.
他是好像在抚育婴孩啊，那个抚育的，也就是说他是好像生产出来的一样。
It's as it's nurturing the babies, as if giving birth.
所以神创造万物不是像我们做机械那个样子的，不是的。
So when God creates all things, it's not like in our concept He's doing all the engineering work.
它后面有很多生命的工作在里面。
It has a lot to do about the work of life.
所以你如果连于那个智慧呢，你就多发现生命的东西。
So if you connect to the wisdom, then you will understand more about life.
而且神呢，也根据他的智慧来执行他的旨意。
And also according to God's wisdom, He fulfills His will, His purpose.
所以这是智慧，那个本质的一个部分。
So that is one of the characteristics of.
它是一切的源头啊。
And he is the source of all things.
所以有一句话说，万有是本于他，依靠他，归于他，而且荣耀归给他。
And so in the one verse says that everything is of him, depend on him, and
rely.
And unto him and also glory be unto him.
那智慧的本质在生命这一方面哈，有几个特性。
And also for one of the characteristics about wisdom in life.
一面呢，它是极美的，它常常说很美的话。
And one aspect that it speaks excellent things.
这不像我们常常出来都是很苦的，叫人伤害的。
Unlike what we say, it's bit full of bitterness and hurts others.
啊，而且呢，它是充满爱的。
And it's full of love.
啊，有智，这个智慧里面充满了爱。
And its wisdom is full of love.
同时呢，它也是正直的。
And at the same time, it's righteous.
它又是呢，充满了真理的。
And it's full of truth.
并且呢，它是公义的。
And it is righteousness.
所以这是它另外一面。
That's one aspect.
啊，还有一面呢。
Another aspect is.
智慧呢是极高的。
And wisdom is very high.
它高到一个地步呢，愚昧人呢是没有办法能够达到的。
It's so high to the point that a foolish person cannot reach.
那它本身呢，它也是什么？它是谋略的本身，它也是真知识的本身。
And itself is the with counsel and also sound wisdom.
它也是聪明，也是充满了能力。
And also its intelligence and also with strength.
并且呢，一切的国度呢，是国度、国位、哦、公平、权柄，都跟智慧连接在一起。
And also kingdom, reign, justice and authority all has to do with wisdom.
因为这里经节太多哈，我没有办法一一的跟大家念。
Because there are so many scriptures, so I cannot read each one.
所以呢，我就用比较简略的方式，让弟兄姊妹知道这一些的重点。
So I just summarize all the important points.
而且丰富尊荣、恒久的财都在乎它。
And also the riches, honor, durable wealth is all depend on wisdom.
啊，所以他说我有谋略和真知识，我乃聪明，我有能力。
So it says that counsel is my and sound wisdom. I'm understanding. I have strength.
啊，他说帝王借我做国位，君王借我定公平。
By me, kings reign and princes decree justice.
王子和首领，世上一切的审判官，都是借我掌权。
By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth.
爱我的，我也爱他；恳切寻求我的，必寻得见。
I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
丰富尊荣在我，恒久的财并公义也在我。
Riches and honor are with me, and durable riches and righteousness.
这些谋略、知识、聪明、能力、国度，到底为什么？
So what are all those counsel, wise wisdom, and kingdom and power? What are they for?
其实它就是要使天上地上一切所有的，都是在基督里面同归于一。
Actually, it would like all the things in heaven and earth be summed up in Christ Jesus.
这是神永远的心意。
That is God's eternal will.
这也是今天我们活着的目的。
And that is the purpose that we live.
这也是今天我们一同侍奉主的目的。
And that is the purpose that we serve the Lord together today.
你说我们说我们侍奉主，我们是不是能在天上地上一切所有的在基督里面同归于有份呢？
So as we serve the Lord, are we able to partake in this that when all things in heaven and earth all gather together in one in Christ?
那刚才我们看到说他是他的极美的话，他是正直，他是爱，他是真理，他是公义。
So as we talk about he is the excellent of he speaks excellent things and he right things and also righteousness and also truth.
他告诉我们这个智慧是从上头来的。
It tells us that this wisdom is from above.
这个智慧不是地上的智慧。
This wisdom is not things on earth.
它有个特性，它是非常清洁的。
It has a special characteristic that is very holy.
这个地上的智慧是诡诈的。
And this the wisdom from earth is very
欺骗人、虚空的。
It's deceiving and also in vain.
但是神的智慧是清洁的。
But God's wisdom is very
而且是和睦的，是使人和平的。
And also keeps peace.
而且是温柔的，是善良的。
And also all gentle and clean.
它是带着生命，会结出生命的果子出来的。
It has life in it, and also bears the fruit of life.
而且是这当中呢，没有任何的偏见。
And there's no partiality.
你知道我们如果喜欢哪一个人，我们就特别对他好。
As for ourselves, we prefer, we like someone, then we.
我们如果觉得哪一个人我们有意见，我们就可能有偏心的状态。
And if we have some issues with someone, then we have some partiality.
但是神的智慧是没有偏见。
But God's wisdom is not impartiality.
也没有假冒。
And there's no fakeness.
而且是使人和睦的。
And also makes everyone in peace with one.
所以这里面充满着生命的工作。
So this is full of the work of life.
所以这里呢，所以所罗门呢，他要我们来回到这个智慧的本身。
So Solomon would like us to come back to the essential of wisdom itself.
如果我们连于这个智慧。
If we're able to connect to this wisdom,
让神的智慧，让主耶稣的智慧成为我们的智慧。
Let God and Christ's wisdom to become our wisdom.
它有一个结果，就是我们这一个人就变成智慧之子。
Then the result is that we become the son of wisdom.
所以这个智慧之子，它有个智慧之子的生活。
So the sons of wisdom have this life that manifests its sons of wisdom.
我很感谢主哈，让我有机会去思考这些问题。
I thank the Lord that giving me opportunity to think about those.
我十几二十岁的时候一直在想到底智慧是什么东西。
Around my teens or twenties, I have been thinking what exactly is wisdom.
但是你就是觉得这个词让你觉得什么呀，很渴慕，但是呢你不知道里面什么东西。
But I just feel I do have desire about it, but I don't know what it is.
但是很感谢主，我有这个机会在这里思想的时候，我发现神解决我心里的问题。
But thank the Lord that as He gives me opportunity to think, then He resolved the question in my heart.
一面让我看见智慧跟神有什么关系。
On the one hand, it shows me what does wisdom has to do with God.
那你如果智慧跟神的关系你清楚了，你就知道你应该怎么活在神面前。
If you are clear about what does wisdom has to do with God, then you know how to live before God.
然后当这个智慧在我们里面成为我们的智慧的时候。
And when this wisdom becomes the wisdom in us.
你在生活各方面都有不同。
Then in every aspect of life will be different.
所以一面怎么样说，所以这个如果是智慧之子，他在生活上学习上有个很重要的态度。
So that in his learning and also in his life, there's a very important attitude for the sons of wisdom.
他是不断长进的。
He continues to grow.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你会不会觉得你现在信主到一个地步，你不需要进步了？
Have you ever thought that you have believed in the Lord to the point that you no longer need any improvement?
你会不会觉得你现在对真理太清楚到一个地步，已经没什么好再追求了？
Have you ever felt that you understand the truth to the point that you no longer need to seek it anymore?
你会不会觉得你经历主到一个地步，你已经成为专家了？
Have you ever felt that you already is an expert about experiencing the Lord?
你会不会觉得我们的主耶稣不再有什么新鲜活泼的东西了？
Do you feel that our Lord no longer is refreshing and living?
你会不会觉得这本圣经变成好像索然无味，读起来没什么味道了？
Do you feel that this Bible is no long, you don't get any taste when you read the Bible?
这些年来我刚好相反。
For all those years, I'm totally the opposite.
我越追求主，我就发现我认识越少。
The more I seek the Lord, then I realize I understand less.
我越经历主，我就越发现我的经历还是算不得什么。
The more I experience the Lord, the more I feel my experience is really nothing.
当我用心钻下去圣经的话的时候，我发现我一辈子时间不够用。
When I really focus upon all the words in the Bible, I realize that it's not enough even if I spend whole my life to study it.
看起来很多的词、很多的字或者很多的句子都还蛮熟悉的。
It seems like a lot of verses are very familiar.
但是真正主一开启之后，就发现我原来所认识的还差得很远很远。
However, when the Lord truly opened my eyes, then I realized what I thought I understand actually is far away.
智慧在我们身上做一个工作，让你不断的长进。
Wisdom does the work upon us that we continue to grow.
这个长进不受别人的影响。
And this kind of growth is not being influenced by others.
我们有时候就是说, 别人不追求, 我也不要追求。
And sometimes our condition is that if others do not seek him, then also I don't do that.
别人读圣经马马虎虎, 我也跟着马马虎虎。
And other people, they do not focus on reading the Bible, then I become like that too.
别人祷告不认真, 没什么精力, 我也照样。
For others, when they pray, they are not focused, and also they don't have much experience. So I also become like that.
如果智慧在你的身上是你的主，你就发现你没有办法这样。
If wisdom is the Lord in you, then you realize you cannot be like that.
他要在你里面创造一个很奇妙的动力，让你不断的长，不断的长。
It will create a very amazing motivation in you that you can continue to grow.
这是有福的。
And that is a blessing.
因为我们的神是无限的。
Because our God is infinite.
我们今天不管你一生你活多长。
Regardless of how long you live.
不管你多追求。
Regardless of how much you seek.
不管你多聪明。
Regardless of how smart you are.
你都没有办法把我们的神都完完全全都已经全部都把它经历过认识过。
You can never able to understand or experience our God completely.
所以不断长进, 这是一个很重要的东西。
So it is very important to continue to grow.
能够不断长进, 就是不断有新鲜东西在我们身上。
To be able to grow continuously, that means there are always refreshing things on us.
像我们刚才在那里擘饼聚会,
As we were breaking the bread.
你会不会觉得主耶稣钉十字架已经觉得很老旧的事情?
Have you felt that Lord's crucifixion was already something old?
你会不会觉得这个饼和杯好每个礼拜都看看好像觉得没什么了不起？
Have you felt that as we look at the same brand the cup each week, then it's nothing important anymore?
但是如果那个智慧把新鲜的活泼东西在你里面，你看主耶稣的十字架，天常常天天都有新的出来，新的认识出来。
But if the wisdom puts this refreshing and living experience in you, then when you look upon his cross, then every day is fresh and living.
你在饼杯面前也是新鲜活泼的在那里敬拜，在那里感谢，在那里赞美。
And before Lord's table, you also worship him with refreshness and living.
我们要需要注意一点，除非你活在神面前，活在主面前，否则你不会有新鲜的东西。
We have to pay attention that unless you live before the Lord and live before God, you don't have anything refreshing.
如果看我们自己，都是陈旧的。
If we look at ourselves, everything is old.
你只有心向着宝座，心向着主，完全来到主面前，你才不断的提升，不断的成长。
Only when your heart is before the throne and you come before the Lord, then you will continue to grow.
你什么时候一回头看自己，你就开始下沉，就停止了。
As soon as you look at yourself, then you stop and you become low.
你什么时候被环境，你的眼睛被环境，被一切人事物所捆绑，你就再也不会往前走。Whenever
you are being bounded by environment, by people or issues, then you no longer can walk forward.
所以智慧人会积存知识。
Therefore, the son of wisdom can accumulate understanding.
不是属灵的知识就一点都不需要了。
If it is not spiritual, then this understanding is no need.
问题是那个知识是不是当你在属灵上能够再往前去？
But the question is that whether this wisdom is able to bring you moving forward spiritually.
是不是有属灵的那一面的效果出来？
Is there the result of in spirituality?
另外，智慧之子他一定会以智慧为乐。
And also the son of wisdom will rejoice in wisdom.
哥林多前书第一章三十节说，基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 39 it says that Christ become our wisdom, righteousness, redemption and sanctification.
我刚看到这一段这一句话的时候，我心里摸不到那个东西。
When I first read this scripture, my heart cannot touch it.
后来我看到达比说，达比的翻译说什么？他是我们的智慧，然后点两点，冒号点两点，他智慧是什么呢？公义、圣洁、救赎。
Then when I see Darby's translation, it says that Christ is our wisdom. Then Colin.
就是你怎么经历那个智慧呢？就是神的义，神的救赎。 神的圣洁在我们身上。
And how do you experience this wisdom? Is that His righteousness, His redemption and sanctification is in us?
所以呢，慢慢慢慢呢，我就可以享受在智慧里面的喜乐。
Then slowly I'm able to enjoy this joy about wisdom.
所以那个公义的智慧，那个救赎的智慧，那圣洁的智慧在我们身上。
Then therefore this wisdom of righteousness, wisdom of sanctification and wisdom of redemption is in us.
那智慧之子呢，还有一个情形是吧，就是有受教的心和态度。
And the son of wisdom, another condition is that there's a heart that hears and also the attitude that hears.
好，这里有一句话说哈，他说愚妄人所行的在自己眼中看为正直，唯有智慧人肯听人的劝教。
And the verse says that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise.
我们看我们所做的，看我们所说的，我们都觉得都是第一流最棒的。
When we look at what we do, what we say, we all think those are the best.
只有你来到神面前遇见这个智慧，你才会发现我们到底现在合适不合适。
Only when we come before God and we are being touched by this wisdom, then we know what we do is right or not.
但是一个人在神面前得智慧的人，什么？他有受教的心和这个态度。
But for someone who is able to receive wisdom before God, he has this attitude and heart that hears.
如果我们觉得我们对神的认识已经太多了，你就可能就失去了受教的心。
If we think that we already understand God so much, then we lose this heart that hears.
但是这受教的心的确非常的重要。
But this heart that hears is very important.
我们希望主保持我们里面有一个常有一个柔软受教的心。
May the Lord help us that keep us, we have this softening heart that hears.
这个智慧之子在生活上有一个情形，他要与智慧人同行。
And the son of wisdom has this condition in his life that he would like to walk with wise.
为什么刚才我会再跟弟兄姊妹报告一下我们的聚会？
Why did I like to announce again about our gatherings?
弟兄姊妹，来聚会的不是傻瓜。
Brothers and sisters, those who come to meetings are not fools.
来聚会的在别人看是傻瓜，在神看是智慧之子。
Those who come to gatherings may be fools in other people's eyes, but in God's eyes, they are the son of wisdom.
这些弟兄姊妹是来一同寻求主的，不是来这里社交的。
Those brothers and sisters come here together to seek God, not to be taught.
这些弟兄姊妹是来一同明白神旨意的，不是来这里说自己要说的东西的。
Those brothers and sisters come here together to understand God's will, not just to come to speak what they want to say.
所以你越是与智慧人同行，你就越认识，越经历那个智慧。
So the more you walk with the wise, the more you understand and experience the wisdom.
就是我们年轻人也是很重要。年轻人的朋友是什么？影响很大。
And even that's important for the young ones. For your friends, we influence you a lot.
不一定是年轻人了，今天我们这个年纪也是一样。如果我们的朋友是在神看来不讨神喜悦的，恐怕我们慢慢慢慢就会跟神脱远了。
And not even for the young people, so are for the older people, for us adults, that if our friends in God's eyes are not pleased by God, then most likely we will be influenced.
我们需要主开我们的眼睛，愿与智慧人同行。
We need the Lord to open our eyes so we're able to, we are willing to walk with the wise.
这是有福气的。
That is a blessing.
如果我们真的是这样的话，你发现你会常常在那里遇见神，常常在那里经历神。
If we are truly in this condition, then you realize that you often meet and experience the Lord.
智慧之子在生活上，在学习上，还有一面就是他能够自制，他能够约束自己。
And another condition and aspect about the son of wisdom in his life and learning is that he's able to control, restrain himself.
其实我们知道这个不是他是什么圣灵的工作。
And we also know that it is the work of the Spirit.
你有没有经历过在一些场合我说的不得体的话，而且控制不住？
Have you ever experienced that in some places that we say something not proper, and but we could not control ourselves?
我有过不少次的经历，我就回去觉得非常的羞愧。
I had some of those experiences, then I felt very shameful.
我觉得我好像我带给别人的不是一个正面的东西，我带给别人是一个负面的东西。
I felt what I brought to people were not positive but very negative.
为什么会这样？
Why was it?
就是我们在那个时候我没有自制力，我控制不了自己，我就是说什么就是要自己表现。
Because we are not able to self-control and we would like to show off ourselves.
但是神的智慧，基督在里面成为智慧的时候，圣灵在里面成为智慧的时候，你是有约束力的。
But when God, when the wisdom of Christ and Holy Spirit in us becomes our wisdom, then we're able to self-control.
智慧之子还有一个特性，他会远离恶事。
Another special characteristic about sons of wisdom is that he's able to depart from evil.
这一节说，智慧人惧怕，就远离恶事；愚妄人却狂傲自恃。
The verse says that a wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rests and is confident.
不晓得你有没有怕的事情。
I don't know if there's something that makes you fearful.
智慧人怕，所以就离开。
For the wise man fears and departs.
约翰一书最后一章最后一节说：“小子们，你们要远避偶像。”
For the first book of John chapter 1 and for the last part it says that little children keep yourselves from idols.
基督徒有一个属灵的经历，在某些事情上面你需要逃，你不是怎么样，你不是大摇大摆的撞进去。
For certain spiritual experiences of Christians that we have to escape, we have to flee away, not that we just enter in.
有些事情在神看来是恶事，但在我们看来却成为我们的偶像。
For some things that in God's eyes those are evil, but to us becomes our idols.
老约翰说：“小子们要远避偶像，就是要逃。”
John says that little children keep yourselves from idols, that is to flee away.
在你不懂的时候，你知道那个是偶像，就逃。
When you still don't understand, if you know that idols, just escape.
当神的智慧在你里面开启你，让你看得懂，这是恶事，什么也要逃，远避它。
So when God's wisdom opens up, that you realize that is evil, then you do the same, just run away.
这就很重要哎，弟兄姊妹，不要觉得这只是好像生活上的东西。
That is very important. Please do not think that those are just little things in life.
为什么我们属灵的光景哈，有时候可以很高，然后突然又掉得很低？因为有些东西我们不逃啊，你不逃你就一撞到了那什么，那刚刚好是你最弱的点，你就一下子就掉到深渊里面去了。
Why is that we have some very highs or very low points about our spiritual life is that when we face some things, we do not escape. So that if we do not run away, then it just meets our weakest point, and then we just being kept.
从属灵的高峰到掉到悬崖下去需要多长的时间？
How long does it take from the highest point to fall into the lowest point of your spirituality?
恐怕是几秒钟的时间。
It might just take a few seconds.
刚刚你才在属灵的高峰，一个偶那个偶像在你面前呢，蹦你就掉下去了。
You might just be at the peak of spirituality, but then when the idol is before you, immediately you fall.
这不是理论，这是我亲身的经历。
This is not only a theory, that's my own experience.
所以有些东西是要逃的。
So for some things we have to run away.
所以会逃的是有智慧的。所以会逃的不是窝囊，要搞错了。
So those who know how to run away are full of wisdom. It's not something shameful.
啊，不会逃的，他就觉得我很棒，哎，结果怎么，就是不知道怎么死的。
For some who do not know how to run away, they think they are so good, but they don't even know it brought death to them.
好，智慧之子还有另外一个特性，就是他勤劳。
Another characteristic about son's wisdom is that he's diligent.
勤奋。
And put in labors.
你有没有发现哈，我们信主会有一个现象。
Have you ever realized there's some manifestation after we believe the Lord?
因为信主之后好像主的恩典太大，我们就越来越懒了，越来越慢了。
Because after we believe the Lord, we feel that Lord's grace is so big that we become lazy.
有时候该努力的不努力，该认真做的也不是那么认真做。
And for those things we should be diligent with, we no longer are diligent.
甚至怎么样说，连责任承担到我们身上，我们都说主啊，我不行，我也扛不下来，我不会靠主把它，靠主来把它那个完成。
And sometimes even when responsibility comes up, we tell the Lord that Lord, we cannot do it, and we cannot even bear the responsibility by His grace.
但是智慧之子，他会看见勤劳的重要。
But for the sons of wisdom, they would realize how important are the diligent.
我们自己不行，我们会仰望主来帮助我们，带领我们。
If we cannot, we are not capable, then we look upon Him to lead us.
智慧之子在生命和学习上，他是从生命的道。
For the sons of wisdom in his learning and life, that the path of life is upward.
所以他是往上走的，他也是走在生命里面的。
So he walks upward and in life.
所以你每一天，你每一次经历一些事情的时候，要问一个问题：说主啊，这在我生命上有没有什么帮助？
So every day when you experience the Lord, you have to ask Him, Lord, does it help in my life?
我生一个病，或者我遇见一个状况。主啊，你在我生命上有什么的？你有什么工作？你要让我知道什么
？When I get sick or I encounter some circumstances, then I have to ask the Lord, Lord, what kind of work would you want to do upon me?
所以智慧之子是走生命的路的。
So the son of wisdom walks in the life of path.
他会注意他自己生命的光景。
He will pay attention to the condition of his life.
所以刚刚讲的逃嘛，为什么要逃呢？你怕什么？你一去，你这个生命就栽在那些难处里面去。
So as we just talk about run away, why do we have to run away? Because that if we just go straight forward, then our life will fall.
神的智慧是你一直不断的往上升，来到父神的宝座前。
God's wisdom is that we continue to go upward until we come before the throne of God.
这个地上的智慧是你往下沉，叫你沉到这个黑暗里面去。
The wisdom of this earth makes us to fall into darkness.
这是很明显的。
This is very obvious.
我相信我们都有经历。
I believe that we all have the experience.
所以智慧之子呢，他是听从生命责备的。
So the son of wisdom listens to the discipline of life.
因为他是一个有受教的心。所以当生命的责备来的时候呢，他是可以接受的。
Because it has the heart that hears, therefore when the reproof of life comes, it accepts.
这是学顺从圣灵的引导必须有的。
This is something that we must have to learn about the obey of the leading of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们的耳朵都是说，我们的心里耳朵都是说不听不听不听，那圣灵说一千遍说一万遍也是没有用。
If our ears or hearts always say that we do not want to listen, then regardless of how many times the Holy Spirit speaks, there is no use.
如果我们愿意走智慧的道，圣灵在我们里面说话的，责备我们的时候，在生命上调整我们的时候，我们就在最快的情况底下赶快跟上去。
If we are willing to walk the way of wisdom, then when the Holy Spirit tries to correct us, to discipline us, then immediately we change our way.
所以智慧之子是听从生命责备的。
So the sound of wisdom hears the reproof of life.
啊，特别怎么样说，圣灵在我们里面常常会告诉我们，到底这里在神面前，这样做是让神喜悦还是让神不喜悦。
Especially the Holy Spirit in us tells us that whether we do this is pleasing the Lord or not.
智慧之子，他在生活上，在学习上，他是敬畏耶和华。
For the son of wisdom in his life and his learning, he fears Jehovah.
你生命的责备多经历一点，那个敬畏的心就慢慢就知道了。
The more you experience about the discipline in life, then the more you become fearful.
智慧之子，智慧人的心是教训他的口，又使他的嘴。增长学问。
For the son of wisdom, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips.
所以这个人他说话，为什么是怎么说话呢？是圣灵在他里面，那个智慧的灵在他里面来引导他的。
So how does he speak? Is being led by the spirit of wisdom.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你经历多少。
I don't know how much you have experienced.
我自从信主以后，我就发现我说话哈，很需要主的恩典。
Ever since I believed the Lord, I realized I really need Lord's grace whenever I speak.
因为我在没有信主的时候，说话像刀一样，很容易杀人，很容易伤人的。
Because before I believed the Lord, what I spoke was like a sharp knife that it truly hurts people.
而且我后来发现，即使你对那个人很熟，你很知道他，但你不知道你这个时候该说什么话。
And also later on, I realized that even you know this person so well, but you still do not know at this certain moment what kind of proper words you should speak.
甚至呢，你太了解这个人，但是你也不知道怎么帮助他。
And even that you might know this person so well to the point that you still don't know how to help him.
所以我们的心要连于宝座，让神的智慧在我们里面，使得我们出来的话是刚刚好神要说的话，而且是正好听话的人是需要的话。
So our heart shall be connected with the throne, so that what we speak is exactly to the point and what God would like us to say.
好，这样你如果多经历的话，刚刚讲说那个圣灵是你智慧的话，那个经历你就逐渐就丰富起来了。
So as you experience more how the Holy Spirit gives you the words of wisdom, then your experience will become more rich.
好，这个智慧之子呢，它是实事求是。精益求精。
And the sound of wisdom is they are very practical and also try to strive for the better.
也就是他有寻求真理，有寻求实在的那样的倾向。
And they have the heart to seek truth and seek a practical.
智慧之子也爱惜生命，就是爱惜他自己的魂。
And the sound of wisdom loves his own soul.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得有时候你的魂很不受控制啊
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever felt your soul not in control?
常常什么就跑去那些不该去的地方
？And always go to places that they should not go.
如果你不活在主面前，你不在乎。
If you do not live before the Lord, you don't care.
但是你如果跟主还有关系还是通的，你就发现我需要主拯救我。
If you still have a good relationship with the Lord, then you realize that we need the Lord to deliver us.
让我的魂健康，让我的人健康。
To keep our soul healthy, so and also ourselves healthy.
越跟主亲近，越有这个智慧，越让主在你身上掌权，你这个人越健康。
The more closer you are with the Lord, the more you let the Lord reign in you, and you as a person become healthier.
智慧之子在生活上，在学习上是随时预备妥当，随时在积蓄。
For the sons of wisdom in his life and learning, he's always ready and gathering.
这不是积攒财宝在地上，这是预备好迎接主来。
That is not to have your treasure on earth. That is to be prepared for his coming.
而且呢，随时怎么样让主，如果主要使用你，随时可以让主用。
And if the Lord would like to use you, you're always ready to be used by Him.
啊，我有多次这个失败的经历。
I have many experiences of failure.
有时候突然呢，啊，来到一个环境，你要向人传福音。
Sometimes I encounter some circumstances I need to preach gospel.
就发现我这个人里面呢，垮的，不通的。
Then I feel that I feel very down. It's not have a good relationship with the Lord.
我就看到明明是很好的机会，明明应该这时候向他传福音，但是我一句话都出不来。
I feel that it's such a good opportunity to share a gospel with the person, but I could not speak even one word.
所以这问题不在那个对方，也不在那个环境，问题在什么？在我。
So the problem is not about the person or about circumstances, but the problem is me.
因为我没有预备好。
Because I was not prepared.
我不是个预备好的人，当主突然把机会给我的时候，我就白白的让他流过去了。
I am not someone being ready, so when the Lord gives me the opportunity, I just let it waste it.
所以智慧之子是随时预备好。
So the sound of wisdom is always be ready.
不但随时预备好，而且不断的在预备自己，在累积这个丰富。
Not only always be ready, but always prepare ourselves to gather all its riches.
我听那个看到尼托森的历史哈。
I hear about the history of Brother Watchman Nee.
尼托森弟兄在他有大概五六年的时间哈，被在上海的弟兄姊妹拒绝，所以他没有在一起聚会。
For about 5 or 6 years, the brother Watchman Nee was being rejected by those brothers in Shanghai, so he did not gather together with them.
所以他没有聚会。
So he did not have any meeting.
如果我们没有聚会，我们可能什么？我们这人就放松了，然后什么也都不做了，什么也圣经也不用读了，祷告也不用了，什么都不必，亲近主也都没有了。
If we don't have any meetings, then we become so loose that we don't even read Bibles, we don't pray.
嗯，我们但是我们这个弟兄很特别。
But this brother is very special.
即使在这样被人家误会、被人家拒绝，根本就不能够在一起再寻求主的情况底下，他仍然活在主面前。
Even being misunderstood or being rejected by others, he's still able to live before the Lord.
然后呢，他就呢。暗中一直在那里在积蓄一直在累积这个神给他的东西。
So hidden in that he keeps gathering what God has given him.
五六年以后，那些弟兄姊妹突然看懂了，原来我们神真的是用我们弟兄，我们当时是错怪他了，现在要请他回来。
After 5 and 6 years, those brothers sisters originally misunderstood our brother Nee. They realized that they really misunderstood him, so they would like to ask him back.
恐怕我们。如果不聚会五六年哈，我们连圣经是什么，怎么恐怕都搞不清楚了。
If we do not gather for 5 or 6 years, probably we don't even know about Bible anymore.
但没有想到，我们弟兄他一恢复聚会以后，他突然有大量的供应出现。
But very surprisingly, that as soon as our brother resumed gatherings, he had abundance of provision.
现在就是看弟兄姊妹承受的度量，他有很丰富在那里等着，随时要供应出来。
Then what the issue was the capacity of how much our brothers able to receive.
那这个累积在什么时候？是恢复的时候，突然几天就出来的吗
？So where did this gathering came from? Was it just in a few days as soon as he resumed the gatherings?
那是在他受苦的那几年当中，他在神面前暗中，神给他，他就把他积蓄起来，剩下他就积蓄起来。
It's during those years of sufferings that in secret that he gathered from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在一起聚会，我们在一起聚会，一面是成长，一面也是积蓄。
So brothers, sisters, as we gather together, on the one hand we grow, on the other hand we gather.
要把握跟弟兄姊妹在一起读经的机会，把握跟弟兄姊妹在一起祷告的机会。
We have to take the opportunity to be able to read Bibles and also pray together with brothers and sisters.
你随时预备，随时积蓄，什么时候一到，主要用你，就很自然就用上了。
As you're always ready and always gathering, so when the time comes, whenever the Lord would like to use you, then you're able to be used.
如果不积蓄，不预备好，可能就会发生我经历过的那些。让你自己很失望的那种情况。
If you are not ready and you are not always gathering, then it might happen to the as my experience that.
好，我们再看智慧之子，他在生命里有另外一部分。
Then there's another aspect about Sons of Life.
这个人他是可以受神的引导和约束的。
This person is able to be guided and restrained by God.
所以这是一个有智慧人的特性。
And that's a special characteristic of someone who has wisdom.
不是因为这个人有智慧，所以他就自己爱干什么就干什么。
Not because this person is wise, so that he does whatever he likes.
一个在神面前有智慧的人，他是跟神的关系很好的人，他是会受神的约束，受神的引导。
For someone who has wisdom, then he has a very good relationship with God. He's able to be restrained by the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们要彼此鼓励。
Brothers, sisters, we shall encourage one another.
如果我们寻求神的经历，得着主引导的那样的经历很贫乏的话，我们需要跟在主面前拼，求主赐给我们。
If it is very rare that we experience the Lord, then we have to really seek the Lord to give to us.
不是人家告诉我该怎么做，是主他告诉我，主要我这样做。
Not that what others tell me what I should do, but the Lord Himself tells me I should do this.
不是人家禁止我做，是主他约束我，我不应该这样做。
Not what others stop me from doing this, but the Lord Himself restrains me.
所以智慧之子跟神是完全是通的，
so,
完全活在主面前的。
So sons of wisdom, he has nothing in between him and the Lord. He completely lives before the Lord.
而且智慧的指教是他生命的泉源。
And also the teaching of the wise is the fountain of his life.
所以一个人如果在他心中有很多神的启示的话，他知道他生命应该怎么办，往哪里去的。
So if someone have a lot of revelation from the Lord, he knows where his life shall go to.
常常我们缺乏，就是我们那个神若启示我们的，我们也不接受，那就没有路走。
Oftentimes we lack this because when Lord reveals to us, then we just didn't reject it. Then we don't have a way to go.
所以神如果让你明白什么，绝对不是个白白的明白。
So if God lets you understand something, it's definitely not wasted.
神如果在你心中启示什么，神一定是怎么样说，那是要在你生命上跟上去的。
So if God reveals something to you, then definitely He will let your life be able to catch up with it.
不是让你说，我知道这个，但是呢，我跟那个毫无关系。
Not that He just let you understand about it, but you feel I have nothing to do with it.
神不做这种事情。
God does not do something like this.
只有我们不喜欢跟随神。
But it's ourselves who do not like to follow.
所以智慧的指教是生命的泉源。
So the teaching of the wise is the fountain of life.
当圣灵启示你神的心意的时候，你不跟上去，你后来就没有路走。
When the Holy Spirit reveals God's will to you and you do not follow, then you would have no way to go.
但是当你一跟上去的时候，看着没有路，又有路了；看着没有路，又有路了。哎，怎么越来越清楚了？越来越清楚了。But
as soon as you follow, then at first you thought there was no way to go, but then the way opens up for you, so it becomes more clear.
神如果要求你什么，你就跟上去，你不要管以后怎么样，你先跟上去，神会把你带上去的。
If God requests something from you, just do not think, but just follow. Then later on, you will be able to know.
我们这一个人必须承认一个事实：我这一个人没有聪明到那个地步。神永远的心意跟我讲一次，我就什么都懂了。We
have to confess the fact that we are not so smart to the point that if God just tells us once His eternal will, then we understand it all.
我的度量也没有大到那个地步。 神说我是这样，我就已经完全都知道了。And
my capacity is not large to the point that if God tells me something, then I totally understand.
这个地上没有一个人是这样，过去没有，现在也没有，将来也不会有，除了主耶稣之外。There
is no one on this earth like this, not in the past, not now, not in the future. Only Lord Jesus Christ is like this.
所以智慧的指教是他生命的泉源。
So the teaching of the wise is the fountain of life.
我们需要主不断的指教我们，不断的帮助，不断的启示我们，不断的在往前去。
We need our Lord to continue to teach us, to guide us and move forward.
我们不但需要个人活在主面前，我们需要跟倾心祷告主的弟兄姊妹常常在主面前。
Not only as individually have to live before the Lord, but together with those who call upon the Lord out of pure heart, we should be together to live before the Lord.
这里说，人如果有智慧，就有生命的泉源。
And it says that if someone have wisdom, then it's the fountain of life.
这个生命，那个智慧在里面，好像成为生命的，在你生命有涌流那个生命出来。
Then this wisdom in you springs out life.
所以智慧人是有智慧。 智慧之子是心中有智慧的。
So the son of wisdom has is wisdom in his heart.
他的生命本质上是称义的。
And he has the justification in his life.
我想这个题目我不想再讲下一次，可不可以我今天借一点时间把后面讲完？
I hope to finish this topic this time.
智慧之子在另外一方面，在侍奉方面。 他是随时预备妥当的。
In regards of service, sons of wisdom is always ready.
所以随时预备妥当是一件很重要的事情。
So it is very important to be always ready.
刚刚我们才去他那个特会，他说，就是在特会中交通关于主再来的各方面。
As we just went to this conference, it shares about all different kind of aspects about Lord's coming again.
这个陈锡珍呢，弟兄他发给我们一个资料说，现在。 所有的预言当中啊，还没有成就的哈，有二十条，有二十个。
Brother Christian gave us a pamphlet, it says that out of all the prophecies, there are only 20 of them have not yet fulfilled.
你知道第一个是什么吗？
What is the first one?
圣徒被提。
The rapture of the saints.
这关于主的第一个，第一个还没有成就，圣徒被提。
Regarding his second coming, first prophecy that has not yet been fulfilled, that is about rapture of the saints.
所以呢，就说怎么样说，如果主现在要成就的话，我们这里是不是每一个人都走了？
That is, if the Lord will to fulfill that now, is that each one of us able to go?
我们需要知道预备好有多重要。
We have to know how important it is to be ready.
侍奉也是需要随时预备好。
To serve also needs to be always ready.
这个智慧之子，他不但预备好，他是能够得着人的人。
For the sons of wisdom, not only himself be ready, but he's able to gain souls.
因为发现有时候主把一些机会摆在我们身边，可是我们就没有办法帮助他。
Have you ever feel that even when the Lord puts some opportunities next to us, but we are not able to help them?
不是主很小，不是主不真实，是因为我们这人不够。
Not that the Lord is so little or he's not real, but it's ourselves not enough.
本来主要借着我们得到那个人，结果我们呢，不能给他什么。
At first, the Lord would like to use us to win the person, but we cannot provide much.
因为我们没有办法成为主流通的器皿。
Because we cannot become His channel of blessing to others.
这是非常可惜的。
This is very unfortunate.
智慧之子，他在侍奉上，他可以安慰医治别人，他可以成为安慰医治的器皿。
For the sons of wisdom in service, he is able to become the vessel of comfort and healing.
所以你会发现。你说话，你行事，如果让智慧、让圣灵在你里面带领的话，你常常不晓得什么时候你就说了安慰人的话。
So you feel that when you walk or when you speak, that if the Holy Spirit is leading you, then without your realization, you speak something that comforts other people.
有的时候哈，比如说有些弟兄姊妹说他把他的难处告诉我，其实我根本就不知道怎么办，你知道吗？
Sometimes when brothers and sisters share to me about their difficulties, most often I don't even know what to do.
而且有很多的他很多遇到其实根本我从来也没经历过，我根本就没有办法站在他的位置上去跟他去感觉那个东西，我根本就感觉不来。
And most of the time I haven't even encountered the same experience as them. I cannot stand in their shoes to feel the same as them.
但是非常奇妙，当我们安静下来、低头或跪下来祷告之后。
But very amazingly, when we become quiet and also bow our heads in prayers,
在祷告当中呢，就把人恢复起来了。
And during prayers, we revive the person.
或者祷告之后再交通，交通呢，人就活在主面前了。
And or after prayers, and then we share more than the person is able to live before the Lord.
我们要羡慕。
We have to have the longing.
我们每一个人都是君尊的祭司。
Each one of us are the high priest.
每一个人都要把神带下来，也要把人带到神面前去。
Each person have to bring God down, and also we bring people up to Himself.
智慧之子有建造的能力。
For the sons of wisdom have the capability of building.
有建造的能力。
Have the ability to build.
你有没有常常思想你生活上的一切有没有建造？你有没有建造你的家庭？你有没有在建造教会？你有没有在建造弟兄姊妹
？Have you ever thought about in your life? Are you building? Are you building your own family, church, or even brothers sisters?
跟你在一起最熟的人，你是建造他呢，还是把他拖下去呢
？With someone who are most close to you, are you building them up or drag them down?
你跟他在一起是跟神的关系是更亲密呢，还是跟他在一起跟神的关系就越来越差呢
？When you are together with them.Are your relationship with the Lord become closer, or the relationship with the Lord becomes even less?
我们要看重建造的这一个事情，不是在别人身上，是在我们个人身上。每一个人都是建造的器皿。
We have to see that this issue about building is not upon others' shoulders, but on us.
啊，智慧之子也能够蒙王的恩惠，啊，也能够他是得蒙恩典的人。
For the sons of wisdom find grace before kings.
智慧之子，他能阐述真理。
For the sons of wisdom, they can use the knowledge in the right way.
你要知道，你常常亲近神，圣灵常常在里面，在你里面启示， 有时候许多的时候，神就借着你把神那些很不容易的话能够向别人解释得很清楚。
When you draw close to God and God always reveal himself to you, then even that you are able to reveal those very difficult words to others.
哦，跟大家报告一个好消息。
I would like to share a very good news.
昨天七月四号是美国国庆。
Yesterday was the Independence Day for US.
啊，有一个人呢，就在昨天接受了主。
And one person accepted the Lord yesterday.
那我就没有想到。用什么方式讲了什么话让他接受呢？
But I've never thought about how was it to let him believe the Lord.
其中好一部分的交通就讲了圣经预言。
Then a lot of it had to do about the prophecies in the Bible.
你有没有想到圣经预言会叫人得救啊？
Have you ever thought about the prophecies in the Bible would lead someone to the Lord?
神就很奇妙了。
God's very amazing.
啊，你们预备好，神随时借着你可以把那个让你人家很难明白的真理呢，哎，就借着你让他明白了。
If you are ready, then God can use you to let others understand what the difficult words in the Bible.
智慧之子也能传扬真理。
And the sons of wisdom can disperse knowledge.
所以真理在他里面是活的东西。
So the truth in him is living.
还有智慧之子。可以止息王怒，他可以使这些就是很糟糕的环境呢，他有他在呢，哎，就变好了。
And the sons of wisdom can pacify the fury of kings. So even though it's a very in a very bad situation, then when he is there, he's able to pacify everything.
啊，像我们是不是当如果这个很糟糕的环境来的时候，我们是使环境更糟糕呢，还是我们能够让环境能够安静下来？
So when the very difficult situation circumstances comes, are we making it worse or we make it become peace?
我们比较常做的是制造争端，我们很少去真的止息那些愤怒的东西。
What we often do is to stir up arguments, but very rarely we're able to pacify everything.
智慧之子在征战上能力有征战的能力，也有得胜的。
For the sons of wisdom have the mighty and overcoming power.
当然，这些征战得胜都是从神那里来的。
Of course, all the warfare with and overcoming all from God.
智慧之子他在建造上是大有能力，而且是力上加力。
And in building, the sons of wisdom are strong and strength upon strength.
好，另外在最后什么？智慧之子可以止息众怒。
And at the end, the sons of wisdom can turn away anger.
啊，这都是神在你里面做工才能产生的。
That's only the result of God's working in us.
一句话不对，就情况很糟糕；一句话得宜，就整个环境转过来了。
If we speak something wrong, then immediately the whole situation becomes worse. But if we speak something proper, then the whole circumstances turns.
智慧之子。他有一个特性，他在侍奉上可以忍气含怒。
Then a special characteristic of sons of wisdom is that in his service, he's able to keep his mind and anger back.
不是你对就要发脾气啊。
Not that if you are right, then you get angry.
有时候你对你反而怎么要忍耐。
Sometimes when you are right, then you have to endure.
如果你对，但是别人都错，你不是用。以暴制暴的方式叫别人跟着你走。
If you are the only one right and all others are wrong, it's not that you use violence toward violence to ask others to all follow you.
常常在神面前有一个情况，就是认识越真越清楚，生命的深度越多的人，受苦越多。
There is one condition before God is that the more you truly know and the more you Your life is mature, then you suffer more.
所以忍耐是一种受苦。
So to endure is a type of suffering.
我们有养育孩子的，有时候孩子实在让你觉得很，你很不好讲。
For those who have children, sometimes the children truly gives you difficulties.
你是天天打打打打，把他打到宝座去吗？
Do you just beat them daily? Until they go to the strong?
恐怕不是吧。
I don't think so.
很多时候你需要忍耐吧。
Most of the time you need patience.
对不对？ 我们如果多经历主在我们身上的忍耐，我们对于弟兄姊妹，对于很多方面的忍耐，我们就有力量。
The more we're able to experience the patience Lord has on us, then we have the strength to be patient with others.
所以真理越清楚的，生命度量越深的，这个功课就学的越多。
So for those who understand about the truth more and those who have larger capacity in life, then they learn more about this lesson.
这都是把我们带到生命丰盛的那个地步去的。
And those all bring us into the position we have abundance of life.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayer.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back onto your hand.
如果你看为合适，给我们回头的亮光。
If you think they are good, then give us the light as we respond back.
也叫我们的生命，叫我们的生活，在你面前蒙你的悦纳。
So our life and daily walk can be pleased by you.
叫我们真是成为你见证的器皿。
So we truly can become your vessel of testimony.
不受时间，不受环境，不受各方面的影响。
Not being influenced by the time and circumstances.
求你在我们身上成就你要成就的工作。
Pray that you complete the work you would like to fulfill in us.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.